Good morning. I'll be honest, this is not easy for me to talk about, but I know God's done too much in my life for me to stay silent, so I hope by sharing a little of my story, you'll see just how good and faithful He really is. I didn't grow up with a strong foundation in the church. My dad and stepmom would take us every once in a while. Truthfully, when there was things going south in their own relationship, they'd use it kind of as a crutch, and that's right or wrong. How I always, you know, early on saw a church is you just went when you had issues. You didn't go all the time, and so we were. I would go as a child to VBS, so there were seeds planted in my younger days. In high school, I got invited to a Wednesday night youth group and went for about a year and a half to a church, but after graduation, just kind of fell out of that, and I just drifted. And as a young adult, I met my wife, my now wife, Lena, and one of the things she told me early on is she wanted to find a church home for when we were married. And we tried a few different churches around the area and just never felt any connection, never felt welcomed in. And so we just kind of drifted in our early years of being together and our early years of marriage. But still deep down, I always believed in God, and I just never lived for Him. I'm 31 now, and everything changed for me in June of 2018. My mother, she was a sheriff's deputy for Wyandotte County, Kansas, and she was shot and killed in the line of duty at work. And I'll be honest, that was one of the hardest days of my life. Watching her die in that hospital, knowing she wasn't saved, it was pretty devastating, not knowing what was going to happen to her. During that time, countless people, really the entire Kansas City area, was praying for us and our family. It's hard to explain, but as that night went on, and it was a long, long night, I felt something change and shift inside of me. I knew I couldn't just keep living the way that we were. That same night, Lena and I also took custody of my 7-year-old sister, Lexi, and we knew we had to make a change in our life. We had to find us a church home, not just for her, but for us as well. So that very following week, we found Reinhardt, and this church is completely different from everything we'd tried before. And I'll admit this, my wife had been trying to get me to come here for some time beforehand, and I just drug my feet. It's where my wife, Lena, had gone as a child, where her mom and brother had been baptized also. It just felt right. Our pastor, Kevin, he came to our home and talked to Lena and I about where we were with Jesus, and he actually started a study with us, as he's probably done with many of you. Lena had already been baptized and given herself to Christ, but I had not. So I started reading. I ended up reading the entire New Testament in just a few short weeks. And without a doubt, I was ready to give myself to Christ. But after that, I was still holding on to so much anger towards the man who'd killed my... Sorry. I'd been holding on to a lot of anger to the man who'd killed my mom, Antoine. It was pain like I'd never felt. Then one day after reading in the book of Matthew, I realized that just holding on to this anger was not healthy, and I was setting a horrible example for my sister, Lexi. So I decided that I needed to hand it over to God. I prayed for forgiveness, not for myself. Not for myself, but for the man who took my mother's life. I even bought him a personalized Bible, and which the sheriff of the county was able to deliver to him. I prayed that God would open his heart, that he'd find Jesus, and that he would admit to the sins and things he had done. At first, I prayed for him every single day, but as time goes on, I prayed for him less and less. I prayed for him in those dark moments when that pain would come back. I found so much peace in that, turning to Jesus with my grief instead of letting bitterness take me over. This past December, Antoine actually pled guilty to what he had done in a plea deal. It wasn't until March of this year at Antoine's sentencing hearing that he learned that I was the one that actually gifted him that Bible all those years ago, and I'd been praying for him all these years. The sheriff, who was our go-between, shared that with him in the court, and I'll be honest, I'm sitting here in the courtroom, and he's up here. He turned around, and just the look that he gave me, it was pure shock. Many of you who have known this story and who have prayed for Antoine and the closure of this case, I thank you all for your prayers, love, and support over the years. And I don't think this story is quite over yet. I now want to sit face-to-face with Antoine and have a conversation with him in the prison he's being kept in. So I now ask for your prayers in the next step. Today, I have a wonderful church family. I have strong men of faith I can lean on during life's storms. I am beyond blessed with my wife and my kids. God has truly transformed our lives. And I just want to say this to anyone who's listening, no matter what you've been through, how broken you feel, or how far you think you've wandered, God is still there. He's always there. And he wants a relationship with you. I've learned that the real peace doesn't come from holding on to anger or trying to carry the weight yourself. It comes from letting Jesus carry it. Forgiveness isn't easy, but it's freeing. And God will give you the strength to do what feels impossible. So if you're searching or if you're hurting, don't wait. Come to him. He'll meet you right where you are, in your grief, your anger, your questions, and he can take the worst moments of your life and turn them into something that points back to his love and mercy. I'm living proof of that, and I thank God every single day for what he's done for me and my family.